My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.
What's up, y'all? Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is Friday, March 17th. It's time for another episode, Talking the Flash. And I just rewatched Tuesday night's episode, Into the Speed Force. And the same emotions came back. Man, it was such a good episode. Such a good episode. And I wanted to karate chop Jesse Quick. And I wanted to karate chop, but then give a hug to Iris. First, let's start off. This episode kicks off right after losing Wally. Seeing that, I was like, oh, another, because I like Kid Flash. I thought Jesse Quick was dumb for trying to fight Savitar. I know some people out there are going to be like, oh yeah, well, she stuck it in to Savitar and she found a weakness. I get all that. But that was, we've seen what Savitar can do. And if I would have lost Jesse, I would not have been a happy camper. So kudos to for finding the little hole in the armor. But still, I wasn't happy with that. Was not happy that Jesse Quick, she was just working off in emotions. And you just can't fly off the handle and try to fight bad guys all emotional. It just doesn't work. She winds up leaving, going back to Earth 3 after freaking getting Wally back, which sucks balls for Wally. Not only was he stuck in the Speed Force and all going all crazy there, but then he comes back to his girlfriend. He's all messed up in his head, and she leaves him. Not good. Let's talk about another heartbreaking thing. Iris. Now, in the beginning of this episode, I don't know about you guys, but I was pretty pissed at her. Just for the fact that, you know, Barry's got to go into the Speed Force and save your brother. But you're giving him drama. Like, you're like, when he asked her, like, did I lose you? And she walks off. I'm like, how is that even helping him getting ready to go into the Speed Force? So I was kind of pissed off because the whole time I'm thinking to myself, what is the big deal? I don't see the big deal. He's trying to save her. She should know this. She's dating a superhero. She should know this. And I'm a big fan of Iris. I am. I think she's awesome and I think she's hot. But man, she got my emotions all crazy. Just making a big deal about everything. I just don't get it. And then at the end, oh God, karma. Karma's a bia, isn't it, Iris? She looks to finally come to reason and get it together that she realizes that she doesn't want to lose Barry. And then Barry drops the ball on her and says, I want to marry you too. I love you too, but I think we need our space. Oh man, those tears just came out. I don't know how Barry did it, because I would have been like, just joking. I'm just joking. Just one last joke to try to change the future. That's what I would have done. But Barry doesn't. Sticks to his guns. And he breaks up with Iris. He's going to go stay with Cisco. Did you see Iris's face when he was like, I'm just going to go stay with Cisco? So I'm curious how this is going to be. Because she's going to be hanging around. And now Joe's going to find out. And if I was Joe, I'd be pissed. I don't care. I'd be pissed. First of all, you're pouting in the beginning, before you go into the Speed Force, that you want to save it with Iris. And then now you broke up with her. I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed if I was her dad. That's just me. And then probably my favorite part, I don't know about you guys, my favorite part is going into the Speed Force. I thought that was just great. It was great to see Eddie, even though I wasn't a big fan of him. It was cool to see that. It's cool to see the Speed Force take, I'm assuming the Speed Force is taking form of these ghost-like things past of Barry's. Either way, I thought it was cool. It was good to see Eddie. I definitely was a big fan of the Harry Potter Dementors chasing the Flash, and the Flash chasing them. And I mean, well, he wasn't chasing them, but he was trying to get the hell away from them. I thought that was hella cool. I love those Dementor things. Ronnie comes back. We see Caitlin with a baby. Ronnie's trying to give him advice as the Speed Force. So that was cool. And then to see Zoom's ghost, right? That was Zoom, right? Zoom comes, starts whooping the hell out of the Flash. That was awesome to see. And then to see Snark, which I am a big fan of him, probably one of the main reasons why I tried watching Legends of Tomorrow, and I just I couldn't stick with it because some of the people I didn't like. But still, it was good to see Snark. Love that guy. It was good to see him and kind of do that. Tormenting with his ice gun. And then my favorite, Jay, Papa Flash. I am a big fan of this guy. I like him. He comes to help Barry. Good job, Cisco. And then he stays for Wally. I'm not gonna lie. When I first watched the episode earlier today, I got teary-eyed. I did. Because I was like, oh, Jay. So now we gotta get Jay out of there. That's all I gotta say. And then watching it right now for the second time before this, not as many tears, but my eyes did water a bit because Jay sacrificed himself. And so everybody makes all these sacrifices for the Flash, but then he wants to be all poofy, poofy, putty, putty, baby. Just like Ollie. Either way, great episode. One of my favorites this season. Definitely one of my favorites this season. Probably, no, actually, I'm thinking about it. Probably is my favorite this season because everything was going. My emotions were like a roller coaster like this. If you see my hand right now, it's going up and down, up and down, up and down. So great job to the cast, the writers, everything. I really enjoyed this episode. Next Tuesday is that freaking musical episode, which I am not a fan of. Just for the fact that, and I'm not even saying that I'm not a fan of musicals. I do like musicals, but this episode was so good. And then to go into this, what I so far am seeing in the commercials, this cheesy episode of a musical, no, not cool at all. Not, at least for me. I don't know about you guys. Feel free to leave comments if you agree or disagree, or if you don't want to leave a comment, it's okay. But it's going to be hard to watch this episode because it just looks dumb. But I could be wrong. It could be good. And we'll see what happens next week when I watch it. And then I'm going to be like, yep, it was dumb. Or I'm going to be like, okay, that was cool. But we'll see. All right, that's it, people. Thumbs up on this episode. A 10, I give it. I loved it. Thought it was great. Once again, good job. All right, that's it, y'all. Happy Friday, St. Patrick's Day weekend. Be safe out there. If you want to check out any more of my Flash recaps, reviews, rants, or whatever you want to call them, you can go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash. You can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You'll find The Flash, Arrow, and plus other shows there that I put there. If you don't remember any of this, go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. On the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcasts. Go there. The Audio Boom link is there. That'll take you to the channel or all the shows right there as well. Make it easy for you. All right. So it's iWatchMike.com. iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Facebook is iWatchMike. My Snapchat's on my blog. And that's about it. So have a great weekend. Stay safe again. I will talk to y'all soon.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.